Radio Borders.
I'm delighted. Duddy Weir's popped in to see us this morning. Morning, Duddy.
Good morning, yeah. Lovely to be back. It's been a little while since I've been here.
You've popped down from the hills. Have you managed to get on the move again?
Just, actually, yeah. We had another lot of snow on Tuesday, so we had to dig the car out a little bit, but luckily we've got a four-wheel drive which managed to get out the road because it's not been very clever.
Now, obviously, you are busy working just now with your own foundation, My Name Study Foundation, fighting MND, and lots of things going on just now. Go and give us just a quick update on some of the things happening for the foundation.
Yeah, things are very, very busy, and I keep saying that the support and the generosity of everyone has just been overwhelming for myself and the family and the foundation. So My Name's Doddy Foundation's a charitable status. And with that, we're looking to try and propel the awareness of MND because it's such a horrific disease. And in doing that, the foundation has been set up to primarily try and find a stop or a cure for MND. And at the moment, there's a lot of charitable things happening. Whiskey sales are going very well. There's a couple of lovely distilleries who are backing us and selling the odd bottle of whiskey, which is great. There's dinners throughout the country. There's also dinners overseas. We're heading to New York at the end of the month. Wow. And Hong Kong as well, which is quite handy. It's just at the same time of the Sevens, Keith, so it works out quite well for that. And locally, there's been a just maybe a month or so ago, a massive dinner called the Tartan Giraffe at Kelso, which propelled the awareness and made an absolute massive amount of money to go towards this foundation.
Now, a few weeks ago, there was the start of a new thing called the Doddy Gump. Now, Jim Telfer was part of this, and he came into the Radio Borders studios to record a bit of a voiceover for a video that was released as part of this. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, if people could remember a long time ago, there was the Ice Bucket Challenge. Now, the Ice Bucket Challenge, funnily enough, and I didn't realise this at the time, was for MND or ALS, and ALS is the same issue in America. And that's what they did, the Ice Bucket Challenge, to try and propel the awareness and make a little bit of money. So what we've done in a more, I don't know if it's interesting way, is Rob Wainwright, a good friend, rugby colleague as well, came up with the idea of Doddy Gump. And basically what it is trying to challenge people to do a little bit of exercise. So whether it's walking the dog, walking to school, going on the bike, going on the horse, go swimming, or do anything that you maybe haven't done before, is to try and challenge people to do a little bit they haven't done prior. And in doing that, they also sign up for Doddy Gump, and there's a bit of internal competition between Scotland, Ireland, England and Wales and the rest of the world as well. So A, it's for the mileage covered. B, it's for the number of people signing up, and there's also a little pledge there as well to try and make awareness. And I think it ends possibly in the end of the Six Nations, and with that, there's a fantastic walk to the game in Italy. And luckily enough, I'm heading out to Scotland, Italy, and we'll hopefully be leading that walk with the tartan headband.
So is there anywhere you're not going? Because you were in New Zealand as well for the Lions tour, weren't you?
Yeah, a different reason behind that. But yes, we were, and we had an absolute fantastic time. Because of the announcement of where we are with MND at the time, 14 months ago, I wasn't sure what the timetable would be because no one knows whether I'd be able to walk, talk, eat, sleep, breathe, do whatever it was. And I promised the kids that I would take them to a Lions tour, and the ideal would be to South Africa in 3 years because that's the one that I was lucky enough to be on more nearly 20 years ago. But due to the cost, we brought that forward and had a trip to New Zealand to follow the boys, and it was absolutely amazing. And this issue, if anything, has brought us very close to a family, and we're doing some pretty good family time at the moment, again because I don't know what the future holds just now.
We're in the middle of the Six Nations just now. And what was your thoughts, obviously, a week past Saturday, when the big victory happened?
Absolutely amazing. And Keith, though, it's lovely to be back here in Radio Borders and how things have changed, because normally we've got a coffee and a bacon roll, but don't even
get
one.
We'll
get
that sorted out shortly.
No, on a serious note, it's absolutely fantastic. Gregor, John Bartley and their boys were just absolutely amazing, the way that they played for the full 80 minutes. And with that, I'm sure as a coaching setup, Gregor would be tremendously happy how that happened. And because England were on fire, the main team at the moment, but it seems to happen every 10 years, and it's very sweet success every 10 years. It'd be nicer if it happened more often, but look, it was just a great atmosphere. The crowd were fantastic, and I have to admit, I'm still smiling, and it's quite nice to go down to the English office and speak to everyone down there, and I'm looking forward to the year ahead as well.
Now, did it happen during your tenure, though?
No, unfortunately, it didn't. It's one of these areas, if there was any change in my rugby career, it would certainly be that. But I've had a fantastic time playing for Scotland, but I pulled on the jersey 8 times against England and didn't win any. Disaster. But I don't think it was all my fault, though. But a lot of it maybe was.
Who takes the blame? Can you remember?
Well, let's go for Jim Telfer. He must have... No, it was certainly not Jim. There was no one really at fault. It's a collective fault. It's a team game. But it's a collective fault, unfortunately.
Okay, well, let's look forward to this weekend. It's Ireland against Scotland. What do you think?
I think it's going to be an absolute dazzler of a game. Looking down the Irish team sheet, it's going to be very interesting. There's some positional battles there. Stuart Hogg's is going to be up against it as well, which is going to go there. 9 and 10 as well. Back row, we need a massive game from the back row of Scotland, because the Irish back row are on fire. Front row have been great all through the team. I think battle on battle is going to be very exciting, and Scots enjoy playing against the Irish. The Irish are on fire at the moment, and some people might know they recently beat New Zealand, so they're going very well in the table, undefeated just now. So with that, it sets up for a very interesting and exciting game. I know a lot of people are going across for a good time, and the Irish have a good time both on and off the field. So fingers crossed it goes according to plan for the Scots. And if they play like they did against England, they've certainly got a good chance of coming away with the points.
I think you're going to give us a wee score prediction.
Well, why not? Let's try Scotland 25, Ireland 23.
Okay, we'll hold you to that. We'll see what happens on Saturday over in Dublin. And good luck to the boys, of course, Ireland against Scotland this coming Saturday. And just before you go, Doddy, tell us more about the My Name's Doddy Foundation and how people can get involved.
Well, just a couple of things. I say we're near the end of the Doddy Gump. If you go into the website, doddygump.com, you'll be able to sign up. And again, it's for nomination of people as well. So if you point the finger and maybe on the social media and say, Keith, for example, I nominate you to come on to Doddy Gump, which hopefully people then do a little bit of exercise. And the foundation, My Name's Doddy Foundation, again on the internet, if anyone would like to help is very important. But once again, the help and support that myself and the family have received so far has just been unbelievable. So thanks to everyone out there.
Doddy, an absolute joy to see you in here this morning. Don't leave it so long before you come back in again. And enjoy all those trips you're having. When are you off to New York?
New York's the end of this month, yes. So it's Italy next week, New York, and then Hong Kong. So in a way, we're living the dream in a kind of adversity and enjoying ourselves, because that's one thing I've got to say is just, again, we've been very lucky. 14 months of diagnosed and spend a lot of time with family, and we're lucky we're able to do that. Other people are not so lucky with this diagnosis to spend time with the family. So we'll keep smiling, and your support makes a big difference to me. It gives me a reason for getting up in the morning.
Doddy, thanks so much for coming in, and we'll see you again soon.
Pleasure, Keith. Thank you.